Italian Wine Podcast. Cin Cin with Italian Wine People.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast with me, Monty Wood. My guest today is Luca De Ferrari. Luca's family winery is called Boscarelli. Boscarelli Winery is in the Vino Nobile region in Tuscany. Thanks for coming in, Luca.
Welcome to everybody.
And right, so listen, just give us a little bit of history. Your family is not originally from Tuscany, is it?
It's true that we have lived out of Tuscany a part of our life, but our grandfather, that started with his idea to produce a Vino Nobile, was born in Montepulciano in Acquaviva, exactly where we have the estate. So he was a wine lover, and he has the habit to drink the good Vino Nobile. And so his goal was to make with passion a bottle of Vino Nobile of
that region. When did he start making wine?
My grandfather started in the 61 to bought the estate.
He bought it in 61.
And with the project to plant 9 hectares that we have completed in the end of the 60s.
Why did he choose that particular zone? He didn't buy it just by chance. He really targeted where he was going to go. Why?
Yes, because he has the habit to buy the wine in that region, but in his opinion, the area of Cervognano, in his opinion, was the best to give the taste of the personality of the Vino Nobile.
So Cervognano is a little subzone, if you like, of Vino Nobile.
It's a little subzone, yes. It's a zone just on the limit of the hills between the Val di Chiana and the top of the hills of Montepulciano, around 300 meters on the sea level. And this is the part of the area of Montepulciano that received more influence from the Lake Trasimeno. So you have a part of climate and a part of terroir particularly.
So you say, and what does the Trasimeno Lake, that body of water, does it make it cooler, warmer?
The influence of Lake Trasimeno makes the influence that make a breeze a little bit humid, but a little bit more warm. So Cervognano has a climate a little bit more warm and early in the ripeness compared to other parts of the Montepulciano. And so makes the thing that sometimes makes the sea on the coast.
Okay. So I know you've done a lot of work as a family on soil, how you pick and how you manage your vines. What are the difference of the main three main different soil types that you have, and how do you work them differently in terms of picking or pruning or anything like that?
Yes, there are big differences. We made a lot of experiments in the last 25 years, almost, because we start around in the 90s to make little cuvée, picking the grape of the single part of the vineyards, of the rows, to pick in the right moment. And we see that the wines are different from many things. The three main soil that we can find in Montepulciano are the sandy, the clay, and red soil.
The red soil.
The most in Montepulciano is the clay. But in Cervognano, you have a little bit more of red soil that is from alluvial origin. It's ancient in period compared to the other two, that is easy to find at the top of the hill, like sandy and clay. And this is the soil that characterized the production of Boscarelli especially.
So what does that soil give to the wine?
This one, this soil is a really powerful soil that allowed to the roots to go really deep in the soil, so they have no stress in the water. It's a really deep wine that sometimes has too much character, and so you have to dominate this. But the strong things is that with this kind of soil you can reach the ripeness complete, but you still have a good point of acidity and not too high in pH.
Right, so basically the acid strength of the wine is good enough for the wine to age well and to develop well over time and open slowly.
Yes, develop slowly is not to show that the character of the age is really the unique thing to the goal of the production, but it's good that it can age well, but the wine should be good from the beginning, and so we look to find the balance and the elegance from the beginning of the production.
So what about vinification? Are you fermenting in stainless steel, in cement tanks, or in wood?
The most actually is in wood till the 90s. In that period we made the experiment also in steel, but the most of the production in this moment happens in cask of 40 hectoliters, just because allowed also the little cuvée coming from different vineyards.
So that's about 4,000 litres, which is about 5,000 bottles, 4,500 bottles,
yeah,
something like that?
Exactly.
Tell me about, you make a single vineyard wine, what's that called?
The single vineyard is Nocio, it's our special vineyard.
Say that again.
Nocio is the name of the vineyard, this special vineyard.
What is a Nocio?
Nocio is a walnut tree, because we have the habit to call these vineyards Vineyard de Nocio for the reason that we have this big walnut tree aside the vineyards. It's just at the top of a hill with the olive tree and ginestra. and exposed to the south, is a vineyard that we have bought in reality in the 88, but we know from the beginning, from the 60s, because of our farmer that at the beginning helped us to follow the estate. And since when we was child, we went to the Nocho to taste the grape, because it's the vineyard that has reached the ripeness for the first.
It's the earliest ripening. Top,
yes, and it's more windy, and so a special vineyard with three soil. In particular, the percentage is one third, one third, one third, and so we make the harvest in different moments.
So what, just go through those soils again?
The soil, top, yes, because tree. We explained before about the red soil. The sandy soil is more light soil, so sometimes means more elegance and spicy fruit.
So you pick them separately, but you blend them all together?
Sure, absolutely.
So you've got
we have three moments that we make the harvest.
So the sandy soil gives fluidity to the wine, the red soil gives a bit of spice.
And the clay is the classic Vino Nobile, deepness, color, concentration, and fruit.
Do you think, as a Vino Nobile producer, obviously you're not too far away from Brunello, you have Chianti Classico to the north. Mm-hmm. Do you think Vino Nobile is underestimated in the market? I mean, in terms of it offers tremendous value, and the producers there seem to work together fairly well. You've got a mix of very large producers and smaller artisanal producers, and you're somewhere in the middle. You're like a medium-sized artisanal producer. Do you think Vino Nobile is a little bit unfairly ignored?
The Vino Nobile is, yes, honestly, has not the reporting value for what it is and the price.
So
we are convinced that the value of the Vino Nobile, it should be its up.
So how can you add value then?
We have to understand how is the managed to communicate to the people this. We have not to change many things. Of course, we have to increase the quality and the style of the wine, but also is to communicate this. And it's difficult to defend, to fight compared to the other region close to us, especially Montalcino that is closer, but the Chianti Classico too, that are really big, they make really good wine, and so sometimes we remain in the middle. And so this is the task that we have for the producers with the consortium also.
But you're doing a lot of work on things like soil, aren't you? You're looking at your soils, as a group, you're really trying to up your game and improve things, better communication. Do you think it's just a steady process? No mirror
there are many parts, but a part we have made a study recently, and there is a part also in the communication that is confusing and not clear.
So this is the whole thing about Montepulciano, Vino Nobile. The town is called Montepulciano, which is also the same name as
Montepulciano d'Abruzzo.
But you're moving towards instead of calling the wine Vino Nobile di Montepulciano, the noble wine of the town of Montepulciano, you're just going to call it Vino Nobile, aren't you? You've
already, yes, that's true.
Applied to the government.
The focus is this. You know, there is this controversy with Montepulciano d'Abruzzo and Vino Nobile di Montepulciano, the confusion on the market. So the goal is to make understand to the people the difference between the two wines, that one comes from Tuscany, one comes from Abruzzo, one is Sangiovese, one is Montepulciano d'Abruzzo, is a grape. And the task is to put in evidence the word Nobile. And so in the label, we are deciding with the assembly to allow to put Nobile big in the label, to confusing less with the Montepulciano d'Abruzzo.
So it will just be, eventually it will just be called Vino Nobile, won't it?
Yeah.
So when you make your Vino Nobile, the main grape is Sangiovese.
The main grape is Sangiovese.
But you can add up to 15% of other grapes, Merlot, Cabernet,
More than 15%. Historically, the percentage of the appellation is around minimum 70% Sangiovese, and the rest, in the history, in the past, 40 years ago, was only local grape, and a part also of white grapes. In the evolution, we have more free, we decided to leave more free the producers, so we have kept this 70% of Sangiovese and leave the people to complete this percentage.
So they could just make 100% Sangiovese, or they can have
30%? Up to 100% Sangiovese or 30% other grapes.
Which do you prefer, 100%?
Absolutely, we prefer the traditional, if you can say traditional, that is Sangiovese with a local grape like Canaiolo, Colorino,
Mammolo,
or Sangiovese 100%. But we are sure that the goal is to have the main quantity is possible of Sangiovese to keep the character of the area. You know, the Sangiovese is really sensible to the soil and the climate.
So sensitive.
So it helps to put in the bottle the bouquet, the perfume, the character of the area more than an international grape that is more stable and represent less the character of a region. So if you not have not too high percentage of this international grape, you don't confuse too much the people, and so you can use if you like. But of course, if you manage to make Sangiovese or local grapes, it's more characterized.
So what is a good dish to match with a Vino Nobile?
Well, honestly, in my opinion, for a Vino Nobile, it's interesting also to match with an entry dishes like a pasta or risotto, apart the cheese, like people say, the strong beef. I like to match anyway. Needs a dish with fat, complex dish anyway, because the character of the Vino Nobile is energy wine. It's really deep and powerful for what we're trying to find the balance and the pleasure, and so needs to balance with this power on a dish.
So interesting you say risotto.
Yes.
Do you like risotto?
I like risotto.
With what though? Just with...
Risotto Milanese should be...
But a risotto, what kind of risotto? Do you like al tartufo, truffle or...
Yes. Asparagus? Ossobuco, for instance, the risotto with ossobuco.
That's quite a strong dish, ossobuco. Okay.
Yes. And
it's quite fatty.
Or some pasta. I don't remember now. Another dish that recently I remember that should be a good match.
You're very tall and slim, so I don't know. You're coming out with all these really rich dishes. I think you're a secret risotto eater, I don't think. Because you're... Okay. What about organics? Are you getting into organics?
About organics, we are organic. Honestly, not officially, but there are many years that we work in this direction. For instance, the Vigna del Nocio that we've spoken before have a system of organic system till 10 years ago. But the problem is that we have to be all the estate in organic, and so we are now having conversion. So in 2 years we'll be officially organic.
Right.
So we made the experiment. It takes time to learn to manage the vineyards.
So what are the changes you've seen in the vineyard? Do you get slightly smaller berries, lower yields, more consistency?
It's changed a lot because we make a lot of things, especially my brother Nicolò that follows this part of the production, dedicate a lot of time to follow the vineyards and to find the balance since the beginning, because the wines need balance, like need a season in balance, need also a ripeness, the spring and the summer, that is. And so Nicolò, following the season, the character of the season, work on the green part of the vineyards. Our new the production of Vosari come from the new vineyards that we have replanted in the last 30 years with new food, selecting
rootstocks.
Old clones, yes, and keeping apart 50% are old clones of my grandfather, Prugnolo Gentile especially.
Which is the local name for Sangiovese in Vino Nobile.
Exactly. And all other grape of Sangiovese. And we have an average of 6,000 plants per hectare. So needs to take a lot of care to keep him in balance, this part of...
You've also done a huge amount of work on getting to know your soils, haven't you?
Yeah.
You were one of the first really to... Maybe you'd have a plot of vines, like an oblong of vines, and you'd say, actually, we've got three different soil types here, so we need to prune these vines differently and farm them in a different way.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
We
make it different
from
the pruning. Yeah. We start from the fertilization of the soil.
Yeah, cover crops. Yeah.
Many things.
Yeah, you're ahead.
And, of course, what is more steady and is the same is the fermentation. We have our natural yeast. We make a Pied de Cuvée at the beginning of the harvest, so it's an indigenous yeast. From the 2000, we have this system, so every harvest we make 30, 35 different cuvées. Aging is similar for all. Of course, maybe for the entry level, maybe you are 10, 12 days in spite of 15, 18 days. But this is the most steady things we make to make a fermentation more clean possible, stable, and natural as possible. We control just the temperature at the beginning of the end of the fermentation to complete the sugar fermentation. But we try to follow what the grape can give in that year.
Yeah, your consultant is Marito Castelli, who's really into keeping things simple and keeping things as natural as possible.
You are right.
And you've been doing it for a long time.
Marito Castelli is a great enologist. He worked for us till the 83, that my mother chose to this cooperation. I start to cooperate with Maurizio from the 88, that is the first harvest that I made personally. And we have worked together for 10 years. Now from the 2000, we have also Mary Ferrara, a young girl enologist that I like very much, and we share the task with Castelli. And
yeah, Mary works with Maurizio as well. I just want to say thanks to my guest today, Luca De Ferrari, from the Boscarelli Winery in Vino Nobile in Tuscany. It's a family I've got a huge amount of respect for. You've been ahead of the game in Vino Nobile for quite a while, and it's so nice to see that the work that you've put in back from the 80s and even from your ancestors' time is now being appreciated by the market. A really well run winery in the vineyard, very, very coherent way of working in the vineyards, of breaking the vineyard down into individual pieces and farm them according to their merits and their potential, and then fermenting everything with wild yeast, as we've just heard, so that you have a real, you have many, many different elements to the blend, all these complex little parts of the puzzle that you put together in a blend. And if you taste these wines, you can really see that. There you go. I'm going to become your publicity manager.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure for us.
I want to say thanks to Luca. Say hi to your brother from me and see you in Tuscany soon, I hope.
Sure.
Take it easy.
Thank you. We wait for you.
Thanks, Luca.
For your visit.
Nice.
Thank you very much.
Ciao.
Thank you.
Follow Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.